We are up to Perikei. We are up to everyone's favorite pasuk. Everyone's favorite pasuk deals with sleep. The ability to get a good night's sleep.
If I'm going somebody else,
I usually go with somebody else.
No, I'm sorry, that's coming up ahead. I jumped. That's pasuk Gidal. We're up to pasuk Tess. Okay, we're up to pasuk Tess. Oyev kesef lo yispa kesef umiyohev behamon lo sevua. Gam ze havel. A person who loves money will never be satisfied with money. Umiyohev behamon, a person who loves a multitude. And according to Rashi, means a person who likes to have a lot of slaves. Hamoin raf. You like to have in your home a team of male slaves, female slaves, servants. Umiyohev behamon, a person who loves to have accumulate a large group of people. Lo sivua, he will not be able to support his team. Gam zehovel, this as well is futile. Now let's see what all the various interpretations. Okay, starting with the Mitzudos. Okay, the Mitzudos Pasuk Tes. Okay, let's start with the Mitzudos Pasuk Tes. Oyev Kesef Mish Oyev, a person Mish Oyev Leesoyev Kesef Leisbami Man, a person that loves to accumulate wealth will never be satisfied. Kil Ilam Ein Dailo B'Masha Kavatz V'Reitz L'Habar Soi. This is a reality of this world. Mi Sheyesh Loimone Reitze Masayim, a person who has 100 wants 200. A person is never satisfied with what he has. Umiyohev behamon mish oyev laharbois hamoin am. A person wants to increase people, the multitude of people. Hamoin am. Umiyohev behamon mish oyev laharbois hamoin am me'avod mushvachos ubnei bayis. A person wants to increase his household, slaves, servants, members of his home. Lo yiyeh tevua l'chalkel atzmoi. He will not have enough food to sustain himself. Ki tzorchei ha-hamoid merubim v'oichlim es ha-kol. The needs of the masses are many, and it is very difficult to sustain them all. The larger the population, larger the community, the more difficult it is. Gam. Now, what is the hevel? Gam ze hevel. Im ki metiv hu lachedim b'seis lachem deha sipuk. If a person is good to other people and he provides what they need, im kol ze lahevel yechashev why ki ein meharoy levazvez b'yoser. Even though a person over here is providing, he's a very good person. Okay, he's very good. This part of the pasuk is very difficult. What exactly is the hevel? One more time. Im ki meitiv hu lacherim. Even though he's being meitiv lacherim, b'seislam dehas sipuk. He's such a kind person, providing them what they need. Im kol zeh lahevel yichashev. Why is it hevel? He's doing chesed. He's providing. Ki ein meharoy levazvez biyosa. Because it's not a good midah to live beyond your means, or to do something which is, well, there are two parts of the pasuk. The fact that a person has and he wants more, that's not a healthy thing in this world. And it's also not right to increase your household, to have too many slaves, too many servants, even though you're providing for them, but it is a bad midah to give out more than what is necessary. Right, let's look at Rashi. Pasuk Tes in Rashi. Oyev kesef liyispa kesef. Oyev mitzvos. Now Rashi right away jumps to the Medrash. And in fact, there are a lot of Midrashim which focus on this exact theme. We're dealing with a person who loves. Everything here is to be interpreted in a positive form. A person who loves to serve Hashem will never be satisfied. He'll always look for more mitzvos. Oyev mitzvos lo yispa mehem. A person who loves mitzvos will never be satisfied. Will always want more mitzvos. Umiyohev behamon. A person who loves hamon. Hamon means mitzvos rabbis. Now why is kesef a code word for mitzvos? So all the mafarshim say the same thing. Kesef comes from the word kisufin. Kisufin is more of an Aramaic word, which means yearning. It means love. Kisufin.
Ki nechsoif
nechsafti. Yearning, love. So Kesef here, the Medrash takes as a code for a person that loves to person who loves love. You love love. That's really what it means. Oyev Kesef. What do you mean? What do you love love? You love to love Hashem. The second love is the love you. What do you love? What is your personal love? To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By fulfilling his mitzvahs. He will never be satisfied. He'll always want more mitzvahs. He'll always seek more opportunities to love Hashem. And then Mi'oed Be'Hamon is, according to the Rashi, is a repetition. A person loves a multitude of mitzvahs, lo suvua. Ain the echad mehem mitzvah misuyemes v'nikeres. There's not going to be in any mitzvah, any specific mitzvah, kigoyin binyin beis hamikdash or beis hakneses v'sefer Torah noeh. The ain the echad mehem mitzvah.
Beis hamikdash is in parentheses. It corrects it in brackets with hamidrash.
Base medrash. Okay, yeah. Ain. I don't. Okay, I don't have it in mind.
Because of what follows.
Let me read it right. Ain. The ain beecham mehem mitzu. What's that word?
Misuyemes.
Yeah. So I have a mistake here. I have over here misuyir. Okay. I have a different word over here. Fine. Misuyemes v'nikeres kegoin binyan beis hamikdash. So you have changed to binyan beis hamidrash.
Yeah.
Beis hakneses v'sefer Torah noeh. So he's not going to be. So I apologize. I don't know what this means. You have an explanation what this. Okay, let me look. Give me 1 second. I thought I prepared this Rashi. I obviously not. Okay, give me one moment. Let me get it opened.
Doesn't have a special mitzvah.
No.
Wait, 1 moment.
No, it's
not cool.
Right, and then do something for posterity.
Okay, lo sivua the sifsei chachamim. Okay, b'ches ois ches mi sheyesh lechamon mitzvos ve'ein le mitzvah misuyemes ukvul ledoros gam zehavol. So it means he does not have a specific mitzvah. Lo sivua, in that interpretation means.
I don't say it's important. It's for posterity. You have a lot of mitzvahs, but if you're doing a mitzvah that carries on for beyond you, that's what he's doing.
So, to go in binyan beis hamikdash beis hakneses, if a Torah Noah, people say you have something to leave on for old gams and havel, so that's futile. Then you don't have a legacy.
Right.
You don't have a spiritual legacy. A person that loves to do many mitzvahs but does not leave over something for the next generation. So maybe that's why this is such a. I really personally never understood the inyan of a sefer Torah. People, I mean, I understand the parsha, but. Kisu, but let's say that's when the person is alive. You see very often children. The children they write, they commission the sefer to write a sefer Torah in memory of their parents,
right.
and they consider it to be like this is going to be for him. I mean, okay, it's a very nice thing, and you have to be very wealthy to do this. Just take $50,000 and do this, but we all know. In Shemayim, there's no bribes. You come to Shemayim with your merits. But obviously, this Rashi says, not like the Rashi says, that you have over here a legacy, v'nikeres going binyan beis hamedrash, beis hakneses, sefer Torah noeh. So you have something which carries your name.
Right.
No, they said, no,
but
as far as
while you were
alive. Something like that, it's Rav Kam used to say, when you are learning Mishnayos, so you're saying Kaddish for the parents, you're sending them a package.
That's right.
So it is
when you do something, but when you do a mitzvah, so when you have a base merit, And what is the word? How does the word tavua apply? So seemingly, what he's saying is the word tavua is related to the word kavua. Seemingly, that's what he seems to be saying, because a tav and a kuf are very similar. A tav and a kuf can be interchanged. Look at the letter tav. What is a tav? Tav basically is a kuf. The only difference is that the leg doesn't. The leg is within the airspace of the.
Or you could say that tavu just means something that yields peros.
Yields continuous peros. Okay, so we have two interpretations of lo tavua.
Putting the sefer Torah.
Yeah.
Is not for writing it to people to learn.
to learn. And that's why there's a question, Bizman Hazeh is a question, if there's really an inyan of writing a Sefer Torah when we don't learn from Sefer Torah. There are a sufficient number of Sefer Torah. Better give the $50,000 to buy a library for a shul, and someone will possibly learn from the Svarim, and that will be a very great schus. Ein ochinami. So that's very much okay. That's the interpretation of Rashi, at least according to the first interpretation. A person loves a multiple mitzvahs, but lo suhu. The hevel is that he does not have anything which can perpetuate. He did many mitzvahs in his lifetime, but there's no mitzvah which that will carry over into the next generation, unless he builds a Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesset, so he has to say the Torah. Okay, let's really hear the negams of the next Rashi. Kach nidrash b'shnei mikros lalu b'medrash. We already explained the two psukim as the previous pasuk. Yishoin eretz b'kol hu melech l'sod nevod. He explained that. He explained that in the previous pasuk, as we mentioned yesterday, of the people who are superfluous for this world, Hashem will dispatch the Yitosh, and Hashem will rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem is meshubit to rebuild the sod. There, the sod is the code for the tziyot. Then he goes on to say a new interpretation. Kach nidrash b'shnei mikros lalu b'medrash. Void ponim achirim hagunim. Ach zeh hikdamti. However, I've given the first interpretation. Why lefi shehu me'in u'me'inyan? Because it makes sense. It's on the mark. Ugvoyim aleihem shesamach makosav yachad, and it fits with the word gvoyim aleihem in the previous in the end of the pasuk zayin. In pasuk zayin conclude which ki gvoa me'al gvoa shomer. Ugvayim aleihem, and Rashi translated the word ugvayim aleihem to mean that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has harbe shluchim lamakim. Ugvayim aleihem yesh oisim shlichus shlamakim v'yadam tekifa lipar mehem. So these two next psukim yisrael eretz ba'kol hu melech l'sod nevad oiv kesel loyispa kesef. So these things refer seemingly to. I don't know how this pasuk refers to the Gvoyim Aleihem, but at least the previous pasuk certainly does fit into Gvoyim Aleihem, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the wicked and he rewards the tzaddikim. But then he goes on to give more interpretations. Dover Acher, V'yishoin Eretz Bakol. Now he's going back to the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk, V'yishoin Eretz Bakol Hi. Where our way we read is Bakol Hu. Schar avoida swadama choshev hu alakol. So this really goes into the interpretation of the Targum. The Targum says there is no better profession in this world than to work the earth, because the earth is what actually gives food. Everything else in this world is make believe. All of the various types of commerce and commodities are not going to help a person when he needs something to eat. Schar avoida swadama choshev hu alakol shafilu hu melech, even if he's a king, so hu liyos neva l'sadeh im. If the earth produces produce, you'll have what to eat. The imlav neis berov will die berov. Right? The economy, the election is all about the economy. Right? Isn't that what they always say? Is that it's all about the economy. It doesn't make a difference to foreign policy, domestic policy. Stupid, it's the economy.
It's the economy stupid.
Who's the one who said that? Clinton. Said that to who? That's his line?
Yeah.
That was his line. I thought it was like 100 years ago, that line.
It was about Bush, the first Bush that time. That's what you said.
Yeah.
The first Bush lost to who? Lost to Clinton. The Clinton.
Read my lips.
It's the no new first tax. Bush, the second time.
It's the economy. It's all about the economy. So that's really what Rashi says. Rashi says, Melech Lasod Nevad, but he's referring to that even among the economy, there are different types of parts of the economy, and the most important thing is people have to have what to eat. Therefore, Melech Lasod, therefore, the Eretz means the Parnasa that comes from working, being a farmer, is the ultimate bracha.
Well, yeah, but Ezra, I think what he's saying over here is there are people who like to amass money. Obviously a waste of time, but there are some people they're looking to advance material things, slaves,
but it's not going to give you parnasa.
It doesn't make a difference.
It's
just like having this you can't finish the desire for money, you'll never have enough. It's the same garbage.
The next was a Rashi. Oyev kesef leis ba kesef lo yoichal kesef. A person who loves silver will not be satisfied. Lo yeochel kesef. He still cannot be yoichal kesef. Okay, Rashi here alludes to a medrash. The medrash says it's a very bizarre medrash. There's a person that has such a love for money, he was mispalo to Hashem. Everything that he touches should turn into kesef, into silver.
The Midas touch.
The Midas touch.
Touch turns to gold.
So it's a medrash.
turned to gold.
So he touched, so he starved to death, because every time he touched a piece of food, it turned into silver, and he ate the silver. He can't be satisfied with just kesef. Okay, this medrash.
What do you think the guy that wrote Midas?
The end of Ayishlaf, you had the
Yisran Eretz.
You remember the one with Shimon HaTzadik that didn't take the carbon for the Nazir except the guy who saw his picture in the reflection of water?
Yeah.
It's Narcissus.
Right. Yeah. I've been collecting those. I don't understand that whole command.
It's Rav Haigoin. Maybe it's not a marriage. It goes back to the Goinim. Kei Mishut Rav Haigoin. Sheboi Muva Moshul Kodom. Okay, it's not a marriage. Rav Haigoin.
Except that he's borrowing from mythology.
Yeah.
We're going back over here more than 1,000 years.
Like I said, he's borrowing from mythology.
In Moshul Kodom Maisa B'Shub. Oh, no. And I told you the. I'm sorry. That's another example. That's something. That's a story with the facts.
Right.
So maybe it is a marriage. Let me find it. I know I saw it in two places. I saw this. I underlined it. I know. Okay. Oyhev kesef lo yisba kesef is pasuk tes. We're gonna have to find it soon. I don't have it here. Okay, we'll have to find it a little bit later. Tess. Maybe it was a little bit before. Alright, we'll see. Okay, let's finish the Rashi. Okay, so we have here the second temptation is the Yisrael Eretz the same theme as the merish that the old. I'm not. I mean the targum that the ultimate bracha is to have. Is avodas hadama. Okay, let's go further. Ashafil hu melech tzorchu lohios never l'sadei im asa haritz peres yesh lo yimayoch v'imlav meis berav oyev kesef leitz b'kesef lo yoichal kesef umiyoy b'hamoin. Person who loves hamoin b'mamoin, not like the mitzudos. The mitzudos says he likes a multitude of people, slaves, servants. Not like Rashi, the first Rashi that says mitzvos. Hamoin means a multitude of money. Same idea. We are repeating the theme of kesef. He loves cash. Loy tvoa she'eino oisif leperos gam zehavol. He's only to increase cash, and he does not increase food. It's not enough. You have to diversify your portfolio. It's not enough just to have cash. You have to have also peros gam zehavol. Period. That's hevel. Okay, now we go to a third mahalach. Davar acher, the Yisrael Eretz ba'kol hu schoron shel Yisrael b'chol divrei Torah hu. The benefit of the Eretz, meaning Klal Yisrael that lives in Eretz Yisrael. The word Eretz here is a code for Klal Yisrael. Why is Klal Yisrael called the Eretz? Eretz Lashon, they wanted the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't say that in Rashi, but that's a very interesting idea. That Eretz comes from the word Rotzoin. Klal Yisrael have a will to do the, have the desire to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to this interpretation, Eretz is the code for Klal Yisrael. Bakol Divrei Torah Hu. Bein B'mikra, Bein B'mishnah, Bein B'talmud. The benefit for Klal Yisrael, the reward, will come through learning any part of Torah. Melech l'sod nevad. Melech means man malke rabbanan. The Talmidei Chachamim are called kings. Melech b'mikra uv'mishnah, a person who is a master in Tanakh, a master in Mishnayis, he still needs the Baal Tevuah. This is the machlokes between is a Sinai Adif or is an Oiker Harimad. Rabbi Yosef versus Rabba. So Rabbi Yosef was an Oiker Harim and Rabba was a Baki, and the Gemara called Tzrichim L'mori Chatia. The Gemara concludes, and the Masech Tohorios, everyone needs the Mori Chatia, the master of grain. That the person who's a Baal Shmuos, he knows, has knowledge, broad Torah knowledge is more valuable for the Tzibur because everyone has a need for that. Aidenu tsarich lios nevad lebal gemara, a master of Tanakh, a master of Mishnah, still needs to be the slave to the Baal Gemara, to the encyclopedia, to the computer, to the computer, to what's it called Oitra Chochma. Shumisader Lefanov Choros Isa Veheder. He
the database,
the Bar Ilan database. So Oitra Chochma. Shumisader Lefanov Choros Isa Veheder Tuma V'Tahara V'Dinin. So this is a certain interpretation. A person who is a master. So first we start off by saying is a person who is O Yisro in Eretz Ba'Koli. The benefit of Klal Yisrael comes to every part Miktzaya of Torah. But Melech. But even if you're a master in one Miktzaya, you still need Lasa Deneva. You need the person who is the database, the person who knows all of the basic information. Okay, now we go further to the next interpretation. The next interpretation is Oyev Kesef. Then we go to the next pasuk. Oyev Kesef, Oyev Torah in a Sevei Ba, a person who loves Kesef. So again, this is not like what the Rashi's first interpretation. Rashi's first interpretation of Kesef referred to mitzvahs. Here he interprets Kesef, Kisuf is the Torah itself. He's never satisfied. Person that loves the multitude, again, the same thing of Torah. Lo svua. He's not going to have tvua. Sheyesh loy mikra u'mishna ve'ein loy talmud. Ma hano yesh lo. If he loves Torah, but does not have Talmud, does not know how to analyze, to understand the differences, to explain the answer, the contradictions in the Mishnayis, ma hano yesh lo, it's hovel, what benefit is it to him to know, to memorize Mishnayis? Kol elu b'vayikra rabba, all of these interpretations can be found in Sefer Vayikra Rabba. Okay, so Rashi here has given us a whole collection of interpretations. All collection of interpretations, either dealing with mitzvahs, or dealing with Torah, or we're dealing with
money,
or we're dealing with the value of working the land, and the idea that a person should be even though he knows Tanakh and he knows Mishnayis, has to understand the depth, and that only comes from the Talmud. Now let's go to the Targum and Pasik. Targum and Pasik Ches. Okay, the Targum says, Pasik Tes. Targum of Pasik Tes says, Gvar Tagor. Just make sure you don't skip.
Yeah.
Okay. Gvar Tagor. Okay, the merchant. The merchant, Durachem Lemikne Chisaf Umore Pirakmatya. The master merchant who loves to accumulate wealth and is the master over Prakmatya, over merchandise. Lo Yisba Lemitzbar Kisaf will never be satisfied in accumulating wealth. Uman Durachem Lemikmash Mamon, the person Yatir, a person who loves to collect Mamon Yatir, an abundance of money, less le shavach ba'olmodi ase. So here's where the Targum comes to add a whole new interpretation. Will have no benefit. Lo sivua. The sivua here refers to what's going to happen in the next world. Will not have anything to eat from his pleasure of his accumulation of wealth if he does not utilize the wealth that he has accumulated in this world for Torah and mitzvos. Less le shavach will have no praise, the Omud Yasei, in lo yaved mine tzedakta, unless he takes the money that he has accumulated in this world and uses it to give tzedakah, begin because the less le agar alal lemechal, and because of this, he's not going to have reward. Agar means reward, because he has not utilized the money that he accumulated in this world, he's not going to have reward. Alal lemechar, he's not going to have the reward of the peros of what he accumulated. The tfuah is going to be the fruit. Tfuah he interprets to mean the fruit of the silver in the next world. Gam zehavu, then he concludes, aftein havlu, this is hevel. So he, according to the Targum, is telling us that of a person over here who loves to accumulate silver and wealth in this world, if he does not utilize this wealth, will not be satisfied in the next world, because He will not be satisfied in the next world, and he will not derive benefit, reward for the fruits of his labor in the next world if he has not taken advantage and used the money accumulated to give tzedakah. And such a reality is something which is very disturbing, is considered to be hevel. He brings it from the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe went over to a miser and he said to him, where's your Olam Hazeh? Show me your Olam Hazeh. So the miser said, what do you mean? This is my Olam Hazeh. Look what I have. So the Kotzker Rebbe says, this is your Olam Haba. This is not your Olam Hazeh. You're not nene. And if you're not nene from it in this world, you're a miser, you're not having Olam Hazeh. And because you're not using it for the next world, it's not going to go with you into the next world either. So you really you walk away with having nothing. It's a lose-lose situation. You work hard, you don't enjoy it in this world, and you don't use it for invest with it for the next world. So you don't have in this world, and you don't have in the next world. That's pretty much what the Targum is saying. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Bervois. What?
Rav Aruch Kotler repeated that on the way he went to one of his fallen that they sent him to this very wealthy man to collect money because he was very wealthy, and he said to him, he showed him all the expensive paintings on the wall and everything. He says, but you're not getting anything out of it. You know, you're not enjoying this world. The picture's nice, but where's your Olam Hazeh? The guy answered him, I know, don't you see, this is my Olam Hazeh. He says, well,
what hana?
How much do you enjoy it? He gave him the story about learning a lot. Tomorrow that'll give you pleasure, not this. I mean, that was
okay.
My friend.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Pasuk Yud. Bervois hatava rabo echlecha u'makishon levolecha kimer u'seinav. When the more bracha there is in this world, the more it's consumed. Kishon levolecha, what benefit then is there to the owner? Kishon means kosher. In this context, is what benefit is there to the owner of all this wealth? Kim ruus enough. The only thing he has from it is he gets to see it, but it's not going to enjoy it because the more he has, the quicker it's going to be consumed. Let's look at the Mitzudos David. Bervois hatever rabo echlecha pasuk yud. When the bracha increases among men, people line up to enjoy it. I spend some of my time during the day in a kollel, and there's a very wealthy person there, and a certain what?
The collectors,
and boy, do they line up! It's like a circus goes on there. They come at a certain time. They know is now the time when you can see him, and he writes out checks. So they're not coming to me. Many times they come to ask me, where is the purse? They ask me, they tell me his name. They say, who is so-and-so? They heard that they're giving out money here. Who is so-and-so? I say, he's over there. You came to the wrong guy. But that's what it says. Barabbas, the person, the more the person has, the more it says they're coming to line up. If you want to go on a diet, the best way to go on a diet is not to have food. As they all say, it's not to have food in the house. If there's food in the house, you're going to be nichshol. You're going to be. The temptation is too great. So that's exactly. Bervois hatoiva, the more food in the closet, rabu echlecha, the more people are going to eat it. So the way to avoid it being eaten is just make sure there's no food in the cabinet. Okay, next. Turns out that it really was the money. All the money was spent up. So what benefit then came to the person who was successful? Rak, all he had, the only benefit he had, is not enjoying it. Someone else took it away. It was that he saw it. He viewed it. Rak mare ein v'asharos hatoyv v'loy oid. V'hoyl v'loy nishar biyado. Nothing remained in his possession. Let's take a look at Rashi. Pasik Yud, Bervois Hatoiva, Kishi Yisrael, Meitivin Maaseihem. Rashi jumps to the Medrash. When Klal Yisrael does Maasim Tovim, Rabu Echlecha, Maton Schar HaMitzvah. The more Toiva, the more mitzvahs that are observed, the more bracha, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates and sends down blessing to this world. What benefit does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have from all of the HaTovas Masim, all of the Maisim Tovim? Kim Ru'us Einov, Sheroye Shehem Kifufim Lo. Hashem does not need our mitzvahs. Hashem does not need, there's nothing we can possibly give Hashem. The only thing Hashem gets is satisfaction that we are kafuf, that we serve Him. Sheroye Shehem Kifufim Lo, V'nachas Ruach Lufanav Shah, She'omar V'nase Ritzoyne, V'chein Le'inyin HaKorbanos. Rashi adds this in, it's not clear why. The same thing is when it comes to Kabbalah. Hashem does not need our karbanos. Hashem has no benefit when we offer sacrifice to Him. The only benefit He gets is that He has told us to do something and we have done His will. Okay, next thing. Now Rashi then goes another interpretation. Bervois hatayva rabu echleho, shemevim nidovois harbe. Rabu hakoyhanim oichlecha. The more the davos that people bring, more the koyhanim, the more food the koyhanim have what to eat. The koyhanim are the ones that get the benefit from. Are the most dependent. So the more rabu hakoyhanim oichlecha. Umakishoyin livolech lufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu kim ruuseinov sheomar v'naserit soynai. So Rashi basically repeats himself. The first time he says in reference to mitzvos, and the second time he says in reference to korbanos. Now let's see the Targum on Pasuk Yud Bizman, at the time the Sogya Tevusa Be'olmo, at the time when Bracha, Hashem sends Bracha down to this world. The Targum is following the approach of the Mitzudos, not like Rashi, when Klal Yisrael does Maisim Toivim. But the Toiv here is when Hashem bestows upon this world Bracha, Sagi'in Uf B'nei Enoshad Yechlon. Then more people come forward to eat it. If Bracha is available, people will come forward to benefit from the Bracha. Uma Hano Isle Mo Rahaha. And what benefit then is there to the master, the Yitzbirida, if he collects it, in Lo Yaved Mina Tevusa? Going back to the theme of the previous pasuk, what benefit will there be to the recipient of this bracha if not for the fact that he uses it as a means to do tzedakah? Begin so that he'll use it for tzedakah, he will see in the next world his reward. The Yechzei Ba'omod Yossi, he will see in the next world the Osei Yehivas Ag Raha Be'eno. He'll see with his own eyes that reward is given to him. So it's a little bit different than he starts off similar to the Mitzudos, that Bervois Hatayva Rabu Echleha, when there's an abundance of bracha in this world, people are coming forward to consume it, and therefore the only benefit you can have in this world is not to keep it for yourself, because other people are going to take it away from you. The only benefit is kim ru'us enough to see is to give it to tzedakah, so that he will see ru'us enough. According to the Targum, is that he'll be able to see in the next world, he'll be able to see the satisfaction that he's receiving reward for taking the bracha that he has received and using it for ma'asim tovim. I guess
I'm shocked. You can say kim rusina. It's all like an image.
What do you mean an image?
It's illusionary.
Well, that's what the Mitzudos says. Well, that's pretty much what the Mitzudos says. It's just one big illusion, because the more bracha that is found, the more people will line up to enjoy it. The Targum is saying something much different. The Targum is saying the end of the pasuk is not an illusion. Adarabba, there's no greater reality than what takes place in the next world. And when it says the makishra, and kishra means, if you're going to try to enjoy the bracha that Hashem has given you in this world, you're in for a rude awakening, because you're not going to enjoy it, someone else will come along and take it away from you. Bervois hatayva Rabu Echlecha. Other people will come along and try to take it away. Umakishoim Livolecha. The only benefit you can have in this world is by using the Ba'alim shall use it for a davar kosher. What does it mean, a davar kosher? To use it to do mitzvahs, umaisim tovim, and then kiyim ru'us einav, then you'll be able to see in the next world, you'll be able to view the reward in the next world that Hashem will bestow upon you for using it for the correct thing. Okay, now he brings down over here a very interesting a short little drush. Chazal say that Hametzape l'shulchan chavera acherim oylam choshuch ba'ado. These are the exact words of Chazal. A person who is poor. Okay, a person who is poor. And you are waiting for the next handout. You need to be supported by someone. Hametzap, a person who yearns l'shulchan acherim, oylam choshuch ba'ado. He has a dark existence. His outlook in life is very dark. A person who is self-sufficient, who has parnasa, does not have a daigus ha-parnasa, is able to have his tzlichtik. He's able to look forward into the future in a healthy way. But a person that does not have what to eat, and every day is worrying, what is going to be, where am I going to get in the next few dollars in order to make ends meet, doesn't have time to look into the future, to look at the world in a pleasant way. The world is a dark place. So here the pasuk, exactly what the pasuk says. So what is the benefit? That's Bervois Hatoiva, Rabo Echlach. So the pasuk then says, so what then is the difference to the wealthy person? So he asks the average wealthy person, how is your life better than the life of the poor people? In this world there are the rich and the poor. Ask the rich, how is your life better than the poor? He'll tell you, well, I have a lot of money in the bank. I go on vacations, I have a beautiful house, I have all the pleasures of this world. So the answer is, it's not true. You don't really enjoy this world, because the more you have, the more people are lining up to take it, the more collectors, the more they'll make you feel guilty. How can you dare enjoy going on a vacation, spending $10,000 on a vacation when the person down the block doesn't have what to eat? There'll always be a guilt complex. They'll always come to take it away. You're in business, you'll have daigus. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Maybe someone's going to take away my business. So as far as saying that you're really enjoying your wealth, that's a foolish thing. The rich really don't enjoy their wealth. So what then do they have that the poor do not have? They have ru'us einav. They're able to, it's lichtik. They're able to see. The fact that they have money in the bank puts them in a different frame of mind when they're able to, the world is not dark ba'ado.
The way you just presented it seems to contradict that.
Oh, because
if there's all this anxiety and insecurity for a rich person, so how is it any different than for a poor person?
Because
the Rambam says, the happy medium. Too much is not good.
Too much. No, but he's saying an idea. He's saying over here is that to enjoy bracha in this world is very, very difficult. The difference is, if you have in your bank, if you have a steady parnasa, you have a different outlook in life. The world is a cheery place. The world is a place of light. That's the thing. A person who yearns for the shulchan of his friend, meaning you don't have what to eat. It's a dark world. The person that does have food, does have money in his pocket, does have money in the bank, the world is not a dark place. The world is a place of light. You can plan for the future. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be next year? You can look ahead, look down the line. You're not focusing on the present. But what about, that's it? Is that the only difference between the rich and the poor? Is that the poor don't have a plan for the future, and the rich are already planning what's going to be in 10, 20, 30 years from now? They're already planning for their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren? Why don't you say something more fundamental? The rich enjoy this world. answer is, ask the average rich person, do you really enjoy this world? He'll say no. Money can't buy happiness. But money can buy outlook, can buy a cheerful or an optimistic outlook for the future. The present, forget about. I don't really have, I know I'm a multimillionaire, so why don't I go on vacation? When I'm on vacation, I'm not thinking about the vacation, I'm thinking about other diets. That's pretty much, it's not true for everyone, but it's true for the vast majority. But the Oshir always has a plan for the future. It's true. It's a very true thing. The poor man doesn't have a plan for the future because he's focused on the present. What's going to be now? Focusing on the present, Chazal, is called Mitzapa Lashon Chaver Oilom Choshuch Ba'adoy, which means the rich. It's not Choshuch Ba'ado. It's full of light. That's exactly what the pasuk says. Birvois HaTayva. What you think you have an abundance of bracha? You think you have in the bank millions of dollars? Sorry, buddy. There's nothing really in the bank. Rabu Echlecha, there are many people lining up to take it away from you. So what benefit do I have having all the money in the bank? The difference is, the world is not Choshuch Ba'adoy. The future.
So what's
Ma Kishra Levolecha, Kim Ru'u Seinov. I can see the future. I have a plan for the future. That's about the present. That's the present. And Echlecha in the present. But it's a very profound, it's a very profound idea.
No.
Einim means he has daigus. We'll see what it means. Einim means the present. That's what
my father used to say. Menucha the simcha you could only have on Shabbos.
Okay, this is a very.
You got money, you have simcha.
You know who says
menucha.
This?
You're busy.
Okay, so this, you know who says this fart? The Alshach says this fart. Okay, this is the Alshach. So it's really a very profound idea. It's very, very true. The difference is taking the Maimon Chazal, Oilom Choshuch Ba'adoy. The rich, the Oilom is not Choshuch Ba'adoy. But don't be fooled to think that the rich are going to enjoy this world. The Pasuk makes it very clear. All the bracha is not going to help you because Rabu Eichlecha, everyone is lining up for the bracha. It's not just your bracha. Okay, now there's another idea from the Amtachas, the Alshuch, another idea, the Chei Tzadrush. The Chei Ochicha Imach. It says in the pasuk when by Maisa Ani that in the year of that you should give to the poor. I don't remember the entire pasuk. I remember the whole pasuk. The pasuk v'chei ochichu imach, the beginning of the pasuk.
Bahar.
What is it called? How does it begin?
Okay,
but the Alshach Darshan's v'cheichichimah means the life of your brother. Simply means it's a directive.
It's about taking.
It's a directive. You shall take tzedakah and you shall give tzedakah to the poor and let him live, support him. But the Alshach says that al derech drush, the life of your brother is in your hands. Based upon this passage, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you bracha, he's not giving it to you. He's not. You're just the bracha that you have is you're a guardian on someone else's parnasa. The chei achicha, the life of your brother is imach. It's in your possession. It's in your possession. It's not that you shall give life to your brother. No, his life is his. The source of his parnasa is in your hands, and you have an obligation to return it to who to its rightful owner. Okay, let's go to. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the pasuk of sleep. The sleep of the oyved, the day worker, is sweet. Whether he eats a little bit, whether he eats a lot, but over here the pasuk is describing the benefit of having a 9-to-5 job, to work for the city and to work from 9-to-5. Off on holidays, you have a pension, you don't have any daigus. Some of the pay might not always be the best. Sometimes it's harbe, sometimes it's ma'at. But at least when the day is over, when the job is over, it's not my problem. I don't have to worry about what's going to be with the country. I don't have to worry about what's going to be. The office is closed at 4:30. At 4:30, we already shut down. 5 o'clock, we're out the door. And 4:30, we're already on the clock is ticking. And therefore, Misuka, it's sweet. It's sweet. You have no daigus. But the person who is in business, there's no day and there's no night. There's no day. When he's sleeping, he's having nightmares that his competitors are eating into his profits. There is no day and there is no, this is this simple interpretation of the pasuk. Obviously, Rashi and the Targum are going to have a lot more elaboration. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitsudo Stavit Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mitsuka Shnas Oived Oived Ohadama. Okay, so I substituted the person, the farmer, with the person who works 9 to 5. It's the same idea. The Oived Ohadama, who Yashain, he sleeps, the Orva Shnas Oy Olof, and his sleep is sweet. Bain Ochal Ma'ad, Bain Ochal Harbi. Whether he makes a lot of money, whether he does not make a lot of money. Rotzolay Mar, Af Imat Yoichal, even if he eats a small amount. Yashain, who he sleeps, Kilu Ochal Harbi, he eats as if he ate a lot. Hanevi Teva as a shena, so he Mitzuda says that a person eat a lot that caused the person to sleep. Even if he ate a small amount, it's just like he ate a lot. Eating a lot will cause you to go to sleep. It's the same thing because the only thing that he does is he works the field, and the earth does not complain. Okay, no one, the grain is not coming, calling him up in the middle of the night and telling him, "I need more water. I need more fertilizer." The earth does not complain. There's nothing disturbing his sleep. However, but the wealthy multimillionaire who has in his bank millions, billions of dollars, all of that satisfaction does not allow him to sleep because he knows that he has daigus. Ain maniach lebalav lishan ki asakov merubim, his business dealings are many. Uvechol es yachshayv laharher bohem v'nigzla shenasai, he's always thinking about his money. He's nervous, and it steals his sleep. There's no free lunch in this world. A person who's very wealthy, wealth comes with a very great expense, of daigus. And time, it says here two things. He's extremely busy, he has a lot of things to do during the day, and those daigus, those things, those activities cause him to think about it subconsciously, and they do not allow him, it robs him from a good night of sleep. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasik Yud Aleph Misuka Shnas Hoidei. Rashi jumps into Rashi's first Oyvid Hodama Yoshin Varva Shnas Hoyolov. First, he says the same thing like what Mitsuda says. The one who works the land, he has a good night's sleep. Bein shu oichel ma'at, bein shuhu oichel harbe, ki kvar hurgol b'kach. This is what he is accustomed to. If he only eats a small amount, he's used to it. This is his lifestyle. His life is simple. It's predictable. There are no surprises. So he's able to get a good night's sleep. The hasavala asher einin manich lelishon v'soveya nechassim shel asher. The satisfaction, the abundance of assets to the wealthy person, bal perak matios harbe, person with a lot of business, einin manich lelishon kol alayla maharher bohen. Period. Okay, it's exactly what the Mitsudo stuff it said. Now we come to the Medrash. Shtav racher. Mesuka shnas oived. Sweet is the one who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the sleep? The sleep is death. Death will be a very pleasant experience in the next world. He will reap the benefits. Ima'at, even if Rachmana Litzlan, he had a short life. He was not able to accomplish very much. Vim harbe yimei shanaf. Yoichal sichoroi, he will eat the reward. Hamuat kiruba, whether a small amount of reward, a lot of reward. And he gives an example. What's the example? We compare two of the great leaders, Moshe and Shmuel. Moshe Pirnes es Yisrael Arboim Shon. In the schus of Moshe, the man fell in the Midbar for 40 years. Ushmuel Hanavi Pirnesam Eser Shonim. The entire reign of Shmuel Hanavi was 10 years. He sustained, he led Klal Yisrael for 10 years. Eser Shonim. V'shaklon HaKosav Zeh Kezeh. Shenemar, Moshe v'Aaron b'choy Hanav. Moshe and Aaron were his priests, his teachers. Shmuel b'korei Shemoi. So here it says these two people are the people who served Hashem, and their death, their experience in Olam Haba is sweet, whether they served Klal Yisrael Harbei, Moshe, 40 years, or whether they served Klal Yisrael Ma'at, Shmuel, they will receive their reward in the next world. Kach Nishma Ben Chumah, period. V'hasavir le'oshir. Now the satisfaction for Baal Shmuos. Now here he continues in this idea. The Asher means a person who's wealthy in Torah. He also, now there's a twist on the idea. Eina manichoy lelishoin bekever. On the other hand, he's not going to sleep in the grave. What do we mean? Shenemar doivet sifsei yeshenim. Their lips are murmuring. The lips of the people who sleep, they murmur, they move about in the grave. When someone repeats over in their name, Kol Talmud Chacham Sha'imim Davar Shmuel Mipiv Sif Seisav Dovos Bakever, their lips murmur in the grave. We said over a few times here the famous story from Rav Moshe Feinstein. There was a person who wanted desperately to write Chidushei Torah in a popular journal. And he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe. And he said to Rav Moshe, I need the Kovit. I need the honor. My parents support me. My father-in-law supports me. If I don't show, if I don't produce Chidushei Torah in this distinguished journal, it's going to be a bushuch. It's going to be bushuch lima. So please do me the favor, Moshe. You have in your portfolio, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of Chidushei Torah. Can you please give me something from you I can put in the journal? So Rav Moshe, this is the story, it's a documented story, it's a shocking story, but it's a very powerful. Rav Moshe said to him, I would love to do so, and I really should, but you have to understand something. Putting all humility aside, if this Shtickel Torah will be published in the journal in your name, it's not likely, again, putting all humility aside, that people are going to read it. They're gonna look at it very quickly, and it's not going to be studied in the future. But if it's in my name, I spent my whole life working to establish for myself a reputation, a name. If it will be published in my name, this Chidushei Torah, it's likely more relative to you, it's going to be studied in the future. And then he went on to say, Chazal say, Sifsei, he quoted this pasuk, Sifsei Yeshenim. It says doivev sifsei yeshenim, the lips of the sleeping they murmur. Kol oimer davar b'shem amrei. Anyone that says over Torah sifsei of kivos amrei. Rav Moshe says we have absolutely no idea what this means. What does it mean that when a person has passed from this world and a student or someone says over a Dvar Torah that originated from this person who's no longer living, their lips murmur? Does it mean that if you go do a radar, you do some type of a high-tech analysis of the earth, you're going to see it's not likely that's what it means. But Chazal tell us their lips are murmuring. We have no idea what it means, and therefore I am not a Baal Habas to be moichel on what it says in Chazal. Chazal say, after a person dies, when you say over in their name, Chidushei Torah, Sifsoysov, Doivos Bakever, I have no right to be moichel on that. And therefore, if I'm going to give you a Shtickel Torah and you're going to write it in your name, people are not going to study it. They're not going to sit over. They're not going to study. It's not going to be learned. Then I'm going to have lost out on this concept. Okay. So this is what the pasuk is according to Rashi's second interpretation. What? Like we learned before, a legacy.
By future generations.
Okay. And it's a legacy. You're leaving over to the next world. You're leaving over to the next generation something in your name. You're living on. You're living on. Your lips are murmuring. Okay, so far we have here two interpretations. The pshat, a person who has a 9-to-5 job, he works the earth. He will have a good night's rest. He does not have the daigus of Oisher, but a person who's very wealthy, he will not get a good night's sleep. Then we have Rashi, Medrash, we're discussing death. Sleep is a code for death. If you serve Hashem in this world, it will be a sweet sleep, a sweet experience of death. And the second interpretation is, it's not really death, because the person will live on. If he says Chidushei Torah, his lips will murmur after he is no longer here. Now let's see the Targum. Pasuk Yud Aleph. B'sima. Sima means sweet. Sima means sweetness. D'michas. D'michas means sleep. Okay, it's a sweet form of sleep. Guvra is a man. Deflach lamori alma b'leiv shalem. Obviously, the Targum is learning like the Medrash, not like the Pshuta Shel Mikra. It will be sweet to a person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. Notice it does not say that idea in the pasuk. This is something which has been added into the Targum with a full heart. The islay niyocha al beis kivurte. He will have rest in the beis hakvaros. In zeirus shenin yeche im sigius shenin. Whether he has a short life or has a long life. Why? Why will it be sweet for him in the beis hakvaros? Bosar deflach lamori alma ba'omo hodein. Since he has served Hashem in this world, ula olmo de'osei, and in the next world, agar uvodei yido yachsein. His hands. Yido means his hands. Yachsein means inherit. He will inherit in the next world the reward. The agar means the reward of his service. The chokhmas oiraisa de Hashem, and the wisdom of Hashem's Torah, legvar duhu atir b'chokhmasa. Okay, now he's going to the second part of the pasuk. The sava. What is the sava? The satisfaction to the Ashir. It means a person who is atir b'chokhmasa. Similar to Rashi's second interpretation, a person who is wealthy in Chochmah, and he has satisfaction of having much Chochmah, Heichmah, just like the Islasak Beba Omohodein, just like that he worked hard in this world, the Ishtadal, and he toiled, the Ulfana in Torah, Kidain, so too it will be to Nuach Alohi al Beis Kivurte, he will rest. So it will be the same situation when he is resting in the Beis HaKvaris. V'lo tish b'kinei bilchodohi. And he will not be abandoned. He will not be alone. D'lo shafkas. Now here's something really way out, bizarre as can possibly be. Okay, this is really just kedai to the whole day just for this, what it says over here. D'lo shivakas itiso l'guvra. That his wife will not abandon him, to leave him alone, leguvra bilchodohi lidimacha, to sleep alone. It means that he will be reunited with his wife in the grave. Now again, what does that all mean over here? And where in the world does it say this here in this pasuk? So obviously the word lishoin is... The lishoin over here is a code for husband and wife. That's obviously where he's drawing it from. But let's read those words one more time. This person, I'm going back to the middle of the Targum. V'chochmas oy roisa de Hashem. The wisdom of the Torah of Hashem, legvar to the man du atir b'chochmasa. That refers to the sava le'ashir. The sava means the chochma of Hashem, to the person who is a Talmud chocham. Heichma. So we're saying that will not allow him to sleep. Just like Heichma, just like the Isasak Baba Al Mechodein, just like in this world he busied himself. The Ishtadal, the Ulfana, and he toiled. In Torah, so to Kidain, likewise, to Nuach Alohi Al Beis Kivurte, so too will he toil in Torah. If he studies Torah in this world, he will be studying Torah in the next world while he's resting in the Beis HaKvaros. Okay, v'lo tish b'kinei b'l'choidohi, and his Torah will not abandon him. The Torah will not abandon him. Heichma, just like a wife does not abandon her husband. Heichma, d'lo shivakas itiso l'guvra b'l'choidi l'dmocha. A wife does not let her husband sleep alone. Do you know what this means? I have no clue what this means. I was so intrigued when I learned this yesterday. I was trying to find some deep insight here, but I did not come up. All I found was that he says here, wow, this is very strange. What does this mean? And he says, I don't know what this means. Okay, but it's something, okay, whatever it means, I don't know. Just like a wife does not allow her husband to sleep alone, so too a person's Torah will not allow him to be alone in the next world. It will come to him and they will keep on the next world. The wife keeps the person
with you, you're not going to stray.
Okay.
Let him be alone.
We find that Avraham, Rabbi, there was a mice in the Gemara where one of the Amoraim was trying to mark the graves, and he went to the Maris Machpelah to mark the Maris Machpelah to make sure that no one a Kohen should not come in its vicinity. And he found the opening to the Maris Machpelah and he went inside, and it says that he saw Avraham lying down, and Sarah, Avraham was resting upon Sarah, and Sarah was taking out of his, it was analyzing his hair and removing lice, something like that. It was removing lice from his hair. So you see over here that even in the next world there is some type of connection between a husband and a wife. There is something. It's nitzchis. Marriage is not just in this world. Marriage. What? Marriage is not just in this world. Marriage continues in the next world. All right. There is some equivalence. There is some equivalence. All right. Let's. Okay. Now the word ashir. Now here in this pasuk we speak a lot about sleep. Now there are a collection of Maamari Chazal that focus on sleep. The sukkah, there are times. Okay. Okay, Mesuka Shnas Ha'Eved in Me'ad V'Harbei. There are some ideas that relate to the idea of sleep. Okay, not necessarily connecting into this pasuk, but just for example, Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, they did not allow the Kohen Gadol to sleep. He had to remain awake the entire night. Why did he have to remain the entire night? Because he should not come and become tummy. If he would fall asleep, because they considered that he may come, they carry. So they kept him up the entire night. During the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, there was no. It says in Chazal that they did not sleep. They were unable to sleep the entire night. It's interesting. We have a custom in Chutz Yaretz. It's not too very common Chutz Yaretz to sleep in the sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common to sleep in the sukkah. In fact, the only time there is a mitzvah to actually sleep is to sleep in the sukkah. Is there ever other time during the year when you have a mitzvah deraisa to sleep? The only time you sleep is in the sukkah. Teishvu ke'ein tiduru. So that's what the pasuk alludes to. The sukkah shnas ho'eved, the sleep. The sleep comes after. This is more of a drush. After the yamim noiroim, during the tkuf of the yamim noiroim, we get very little sleep. We have to wake up early b'ashmeres haboiker for slichos, and then when it comes on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to sleep, right? On Rosh Hashanah, we don't get much sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, it's a bad mazel to sleep at least the first day until Chatzos. Many of us are very makel, b'zman hazeh. The second day you can sleep, and even the first day after Chatzos you can sleep. And then when it comes Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sleep. And because the Kohen Gadol did not sleep, many people stayed along in the Beis HaMikdash to keep him up the entire night. And then when it came to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, there was no sleep. So this entire pasuk alludes to the tekufa of the time of the Oyved. When is the time of the Oyved? The Yerach Choesanim, the month of the Mighty, referring to during the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. More or less, it's a zman when we don't sleep. Now you'll tell me what about in the sukkah? Well, the sukkah, the sukkah nechlam is a zman when you're supposed to sleep, but they okay, let's okay, but the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they didn't sleep, so I don't know. But when it's all over, this period of time is a mashal for what? What?
The The first night is Machlokes. If it was Simchas Beis Shavuot, the first night, Shmini Atzeres and Shabbos. So then there is the mitzvah in the Nechnami to sleep. Okay, but this tikkuf of the year is a mashal what this whole world is all about. Just like during the Yimei Elul and the Yimei Harachamim, it's a time when there is no sleep. It's a time when it's hard work, and when you don't sleep for a very long period of time, then the sleep is sweet. If a person sleeps the entire day, people have a hard time sleeping at night. Why do they have a hard time sleeping at night? Because they sleep right through the koilal. If you're sleeping during the day, someone once actually told me that. I used to give it daf yomi at night. I actually got this complaint. It's a real complaint. I gave it daf yomi once for tkufa at nine, from 9 to 10. And a wife of one of the participants said to me that until her husband came to the daf yomi, she meant to give me a compliment. But I know I understood what she was saying. She told me that until her husband came to daf yomi, her husband had slept the whole night. It was not a problem. He came home from work after Marif, he went to sleep and was out. Ever since he started coming to the daf yomi, she was saying that I got him so worked up. He's so into the daf, his mind is on fire. He comes home at night, he has a hard time falling to sleep. This is what she said to me. So she was giving me a compliment that my daf must be so good, I inspire him and I activate his mind. So I didn't say this to him, but I was thinking that he got it all wrong. The reason why he can't fall to sleep is because my daf yomi is so bad that I put him to sleep. The whole daf, he's fast asleep. So he already got his nap. So he got his nap, so he comes home, it's hard for him to fall asleep. That's the real reason why he can't fall asleep. But the idea is that a person works very hard. If a person is an oyved, if a person is a true oyved, then when the period of work is over, the sleep is sweet. The time of sleep is sweet. Therefore, that's what it refers to. The Yimei Harachamim, the Yimei Racham are days when you're not allowed to sleep. There's no sleep. Ashmeres HaBoikir for Slichus. Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to sleep. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to sleep. Sukkot, this is Beferish in the Mishnah, Lo De'inu Sheina De'ineim, the whole Shemineh, the Simchas Beis Shoevah. It's the Zman of being Oyved Hashem. And when you're being Oyved Hashem, you're awake. And when you're awake, when it's all over, then it's sweet to sleep. This world has to be viewed in that context, a time of being the Oyved Hashem, and then there will be satisfaction. Asher, we all know, is Rosh Tevis for Einayim, Shinayim, Yodayim, and Raglayim. The fact that a person is blessed to have a healthy person, a person has the main things you're an Asher, should give a person the will to accomplish something in his life and not fall asleep. It's a musavar. The hasavol le'asher einenu maniach loy lishon. Don't let your life slip away. And a person should not say, listen, what could I possibly do? I'll waste all my time. I'll just sleep away my whole life and busy with nonsense. I don't have any money, I don't have talent, I don't have any koichos. The fact that you have einayim, shinayim, yodayim, v'raglayim, you're alive and you're healthy, no excuses. That alone, just the bare minimum of breathing and being alive, healthy, should be enough to inspire you. Einenu maniach loy lishoin, should not allow you to sleep away your entire life. Should inspire you to make the most of every single moment. We always like to say that Adam Arishon, Hashem put him to sleep. It says in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wanted to create Chava, Vayapel alav tardema, Hashem put upon Adam a tardema, deep sleep. And then it goes on to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the surgical procedure by removing the tzela and making the tzela into Chava. The problem is, nowhere does it say in Ma'aseh Bereishis that Hashem woke him up. It says Hashem created Adam, Hashem put Adam to sleep, but it does not say that Hashem woke him up. So when do we ever wake up? So when did we wake up? So this whole world is just one big dream. But some say that that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is Oiru Yeshenim Mishinaschem. One of the 10 reasons why we blow shofar according to Rav Sadia Gaon is to wake up from your slumber. What's the slumber? The slumber of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rosh Hashanah is Hayayim Haras Olam. It's a renewal of man. Hashem created man. Man was awake. Hashem put him to sleep. To Ezer Kenegdoi. And Hashem, now we have to be reawakened. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided us what we need, Hashem has given for us the Ezer Kenegdo. Every single year is a renewal of Min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Ezer Kenegdo. When we blow the shofar, we awake from our slumber to go forward into the year. Okay, we'll stop over here.